Today is Thursday, June 20th, 2013, and I am recording this on my new MacBook Air. I'm using the headphones that came with my iPhone that has the microphone built into the little switch on the side, so I actually don't know how it sounds. I think if I ever have to do like Skype or something, I'll have to use this so I can hear and talk at the same time. I don't know, it's kind of odd. I do have lots of things to say about my MacBook Air, but there are other things I wanted to mention. One, everyone heard by now, but James Gandolfini from The Sopranos died last night. And I heard on the news, that's like no big deal, I'm sure. I mean, in terms of everybody hearing it. But I heard on the news this morning, I guess it was today's show, and they said, this is one of the deaths where one of the celebrity deaths where you say, I knew where I was when I heard that James Gandolfini died. I don't know if it's that significant of a death. I think he was very young, but I don't know that it was that, I don't know what to say, that significant that that you would know when it was when he died, when he died. I don't know. There have been other deaths like that before, but, and the interesting thing is when he said that, what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name who does the Today Show. Forget it. Doesn't matter. When he said that, I was thinking to myself, well, yeah, I remember where I was. My partner and I were at a concert at Wolf Trap, and I was just, you know, looking at the iPad waiting for the concert to start, and I saw this thing on Facebook saying James Gandolfini, or rest in peace, James Gandolfini. So I did a search, and sure enough, they had that he was dead. And so it's like, okay, I know where I was and when he died, but I don't know that I'll remember that forever. Although talking about it now, I might. I'm not sure. The sad part was that he was only 51. I thought for sure that man was older than that. He looked older. And all those years playing on The Sopranos, we were only a couple years apart. I thought for sure he was much older than that. Anyway, he wasn't. And I watched the Sopranos series, the entire series from start to finish. Loved it, absolutely loved it. Anyway, so James Gandolfini signed. And now that completes the trifecta, or the triple deaths of celebrities, because we had Gene Stapleton, Esther Williams, and now James Gandolfini. Other people have died since then, but I don't know if you actually count them as part of that, because it's always about celebrity deaths. Anyway. I read today that Exodus International is shutting down. That's the religious organization that says they can change people from gay to straight. And they had all of that like brainwashing kind of techniques and stuff. I'm glad to hear that they are shutting down. Yesterday, or late yesterday, they posted an apology on their website apologizing to all of the gays, lesbians, transgendered, bis, and all that, for affecting their lives in a negative way, and they apologize. And that, I guess that's cool. I don't know. But anyway, that was on the news. And I have finished my 26th year of teaching. Yesterday was my last day of work for the summer for about 8 weeks. So I'm done now. So glad it was a tough year. And last night, on the very last day of school, we went to our first summer concert. We saw a Latin pop, Latin pop guy named Juanes, J-A-U, I don't know. It was Latin music, Latin pop music, and there were lots of Latin people there, and they liked to get up and dance. Boy, I tell you, they were like standing almost the entire 2-hour concert. It was pretty wild. It was really, really good music. I totally enjoyed it. And that's just the beginning of, I think we have six or seven concerts this summer. So I'm looking forward to those. And finally to my MacBook Air. So on the day of the Apple keynote at the Worldwide Developers Conference, they introduced an updated MacBook Air with the new Haswell processors, which are faster and use a lot less battery power. And I have been saving I saved my Apple gift cards for a long time and went ahead and bought a MacBook Air. And it arrived on Tuesday. Today is Thursday. Yeah, today's Thursday. So it arrived on Tuesday. And since then, I have been totally setting it up and playing with it and figuring different things out. Because I haven't had a new laptop, I think I mentioned, in like 4 or 5 years. So having a laptop now is, pretty cool. Now, I don't know how this is sounding with this microphone. I hope it's not jiggling around, making noise. Anyway, the biggest thing that I noticed is how fast this is compared to my old computer. This MacBook Air is lightning fast. It's got the i7 processor, so it's, I think it's, I should look on the website because I don't really exactly know what the processor is. I know it's the i7, which is the fastest one that you can get on the MacBook Air, but I don't know in terms of the speed of the processor. Let's see, I'll select that. It's 1.7 gigahertz dual core Intel i7 turbo boost up to 3.3 gigahertz. I don't know how does it turbo boost. I guess when you need it, it kicks in. I don't know. I also got the 8 gigabytes of 1600 megahertz LPDDR3 SDRAM. My other laptop only had 4, and I always use a lot of stuff. I have a lot of windows open at the same time, so I decided to go ahead and go for the 8 gig. And I went ahead and got the 512 gigabyte of flash storage. I probably could have gotten away with 256, but I wanted to be able to just keep this laptop for a long time because the other one I still don't remember if it's 4 or 5 years. I like to keep this one at least 4 or 5 years. So it's really fast, and I love the flash storage because things just pop up really, really quick because it's all, there's no accessing a physical hard drive, which is quite cool. I should say, I did not use the migration tool from my old laptop to this laptop because I had a bunch of old crappy little chunks of software that I have no intention of using or have not used in a long time. So I didn't want to migrate all those over. So I basically set it up as a brand new computer and installed software. And a couple of things makes that really easy. The App Store, if you downloaded software through the App Store, you just put in your Apple ID and you can download previously purchased apps. I guess they are calling them apps now, programs, and install them directly on your computer. And I was able to do that with Twitter and there goes another email ding. I wouldn't say a whole bunch of, but several things that I had purchased on the App Store that you can download. I went ahead and did, and now it's on the laptop. But one thing I did not purchase through the App Store that I did have on my laptop was iWork, the database, spreadsheet, and writing. Not database, spreadsheet, writing, and well, it's Pages, Numbers, and Keynote. And anyway, I did not have that purchased through the App Store because I got it with when I purchased the last. Well, actually, it's 09, so I don't know when I purchased it. It's that old. Anyway, so I every time I open up the hard drive or click the flash drive on the MacBook Air, there's this little thing that comes up at the bottom that says remote disk. And I knew that you could use a remote disk on another computer to install software on the MacBook Air because it doesn't have a physical hard drive. I mean, a physical, what do you call that thing? Disk drive. What's it called? There's a name for it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I know you're screaming at your iPods. Anyway, I put the iWork 09 disk in my iMac, turned on CD DVD sharing, and like instantly it pops up on the MacBook Air, and I installed it, through Wi-Fi from my iMac onto my MacBook Air, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. And it didn't take, I thought for sure it was going to take forever because it was Wi-Fi, but it took about the same amount of time. It was about 22 minutes, 23 minutes to install it. So since that was the original 09 version, then I went to the software update, and sure enough, they had the update to bring it up to the extremely latest version of iWork. And that took like no time at all. And that's the other thing. I know there's been reports of people having issues with the Wi-Fi. This new AC 802.11ac, Wi-Fi that the new MacBook Air has, but I have not had one issue. It is, I think it's pretty fast because I share my internet connection from my iMac, and I connect easily to the iMac to get my Wi-Fi, and it seems to work beautifully. And I think it's pretty fast. It downloaded when I was first updating the system software. I had like a 1.1 gig file, and it only took about 11 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and then it installed it. So I think this Wi-Fi is fast. Of course, it doesn't have to do with your connection, but I have a pretty fast connection to the internet. So all of this has been really cool setting this up and organizing it and stuff. And I don't know what else to say about it. It's just really fast. That's the thing. I like how the keyboard lights up when there's dim light. I like how fast it starts up. This thing, after I press the power button, it is on and ready to use in about 33 seconds, 35 seconds. I'm shocked every time I turn it on. It is very cool. Anyway, I am recording this on my MacBook Air, as I already said. And I know that John Ong has invited me to talk with him about the MacBook Air. And maybe sometime soon we'll get together and do that. I have to figure out Skype, though, because I haven't been on Skype in years. Well, I shouldn't say years, since the podcast with Arthur, we did that on Skype. I'm sure I can figure it out. Anyway, I've gone over my usual 10-minute limit. MacBook Air, love it, love it, love it. And it's really light. It's like 2.9 pounds. It's really light. Trying to think if there's anything else I can tell you. Nope, that's all. So I'm on summer break now, and I might podcast more often. You never know. So that is all for today. Until next time, bye.